Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. North Korean hackers have stolen U.S.-South Korean war plans, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Good Pope. First Lady Melania Trump advocates for drug-addicted newborns, and are we moving towards coffee-powered cars? UPI reports that South Korean lawmaker Representative Lee Cho-hee sounded the alarm over North Korean hackers having accessed the wartime operational plans of the United States and South Korea. The hackers stole 235 gigabytes of military documents, of which 20% have been identified. The Pentagon has acknowledged the reports but has refused to confirm the breach due to it being a matter of intelligence. Spokesman Army Colonel Rob Manning told reporters, quote, "I can assure you that we are confident in the security of our operations plans and our ability to deal with any threat from North Korea." Reuters' Christine Kim elaborates.
Apparently, North Korea managed to seize some part of the operational plans to wipe out the North Korean leadership. Information on these operations that have been previously been made public have shown the South Korean military aims to detect the movements of North Korea's leadership, obviously including Kim Jong-un, cutting them off and later eliminating them.
Today's quote of the day comes from Pope St. John the 23rd. "It often happens that I wake up at night and begin to think about a serious problem and decide I must tell the Pope about it. Then I wake up completely and remember that I am the Pope." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Pope St. John the 23rd. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born the fourth of 14 children to poor sharecroppers in Lombardy, Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli would grow up to become one of the most influential popes in church history. He was a member of the secular Franciscans and in 1904 earned his doctorate in theology, being ordained to the priesthood in Rome. He served in World War I as an army sergeant, working in the medical corps as a stretcher bearer and as a chaplain. There are many documented instances of Roncalli's efforts to rescue refugees, mostly Jewish, during World War II. In 1952, he was offered the Patriarchy of Venice and was raised to the rank of cardinal. 6 years later, upon the death of Pope Pius XII in 1958, he was elected pope and took the name John, the first pope to do so in over 500 years. It was thought that he would be a stopgap pope who would do very little in what was expected to be a short pontificate. Pope John the 23rd was diagnosed with stomach cancer in September of 1962, and 1 month later he would commence what would be known as the defining act of his pontificate, the Second Vatican Council, which addressed the Church's role in the modern world. He died before the conclusion of Vatican II on June 3, 1963, at the age of 81. Pope St. John the 23rd, pray for us. The Associated Press is reporting that First Lady Melania Trump took time yesterday to visit Lily's Place, a West Virginia facility whose work focuses on newborn babies experiencing withdrawal from drugs and which also offers treatment to addicted parents. Lily's Place cares for approximately 100 babies each year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics reveal that West Virginia leads the nation in drug-addicted newborns, with 33.4 per 1,000 hospital births. The national average is 5.8.
Thank you for all what you do. Really an incredible job, and I just hope we give a voice to more places like this and open them more around the country so we could have more families, more mothers, and more children.
In the never-ending search for different ways to power our vehicles, a breakthrough has come from the researchers at Lancaster University who have discovered a simpler way to make fuel from coffee. Vesna Najdanovic-Visak, a lecturer in chemical engineering, spoke to Reuters about this new technological advance.
Our novel process is in situ transesterification, which actually couples two processes, extraction and reaction, into one single step. So in this case, generally in chemical engineering, when we couple two operations in one single step, we usually get a lower processing cost as well as investment costs.
The biodiesel could go straight into our tanks, or more realistically, be blended in small amounts with other fuels.
In this Celestial Musings, Campus Reform is reporting that there is a crisis amongst so-called diversity educators. Yes, it appears that our heroes and heroines of heterogeneity are experiencing burnout and compassion fatigue from the emotional weight of their jobs. These burned-out, compassion-fatigued faculty are saying that they are struggling with feelings of inadequacy, that they do not feel qualified and constantly have to prove their legitimacy to others. Yes, that's because this is a pretend field. This is not legitimate. I think there are enough legitimate wrongful macroaggressions going on out there that we should never need to work so hard to find an area where justice is lacking. How about abortion? Venezuela? Catalonia? Kurdistan? Harvey Weinstein? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on crusadechannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.